Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Wisdom's Call, Steering Your Life with Divine Insight. And today's focus is taking responsibility for your life. In the tumultuous seas of life, where countless voices clamor for our attention, discerning the right course demands more than mere human insight. It requires divine wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5 provides a lifeline, promising that God dispenses wisdom generously to those who earnestly seek it. This commitment to seeking God's wisdom is not just about making better choices. It's about taking responsibility for our actions and aligning our lives with His divine purpose. Through humble submission to God's will, we can navigate life's complexities with clarity and conviction. Our springboard for today's discussion is James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, this scripture underscores a profound spiritual principle. God is not only the source of all wisdom, but is also eager to share it with those who ask. The pursuit of wisdom is foundational for taking responsibility for one's life, as it enables us to make decisions that are rooted in spiritual truth rather than fleeting emotions or superficial judgments. By actively seeking God's guidance, we demonstrate a readiness to shoulder the mantle of responsibility with the assurance that we are guided by the best possible counsel. Focus points for integrating divine wisdom into daily life. Number one, cultivate a prayerful attitude. Make prayer your first response, not your last resort. Regularly ask God for wisdom in various aspects of your life, from financial decisions to relational dynamics. Number two, immerse yourself in Scripture. God's Word is a treasure trove of wisdom. By reading daily and meditation on Scriptures, equip you with biblical principles that can help guide your decisions and your decision-making process. Number three, embrace humility. Acknowledge that you don't have all the answers. Humility opens the door to divine wisdom, while pride often leads to folly. Be willing to change your course when God's wisdom points you in a new direction. Number four, seek accountable relationships. Surround yourself with godly mentors and peers who value wisdom and can offer godly counsel. These relationships can help you discern God's voice and encourage you to act on His wisdom. And number five, apply wisdom to action. Actively apply the wisdom that you receive. It's not enough to know what God is directing you to do, but you must also be willing to do it. This step is where true responsibility is demonstrated. In conclusion, taking responsibility for your life in a God-centered manner involves more than just handling your duties. It's about seeking and applying God's wisdom to every decision. James chapter 1, verse 5 doesn't just promise wisdom. It outlines a lifestyle of continual seeking, receiving, and applying the knowledge of an insight that comes directly from God. This approach ensures that every step we take is measured and guided by His unfailing wisdom. Call to action. This week, identify one decision you need to make and commit to seeking God's wisdom on that matter. Spend time in prayer each day, asking for His guidance, and consult the Scriptures related to your situation. Share your process with a spiritual mentor and discuss the insights that you receive. And today's question of the day, in what area of your life do you need to seek God's wisdom more earnestly? And what practical steps will you take to do so? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promise to give wisdom generously to all who ask. Help us to seek your wisdom daily as we make decisions that affect our lives and those around us. Guide us by your Holy Spirit that we might live responsibly and righteously according to your will. Grant us the courage to follow through on the wisdom that you provide. In Jesus' name, amen. As you move forward this week, let the pursuit of God's wisdom be your guiding principle. Remember that you take responsibility for your life under God's direction. You're not walking alone. You're walking in the assurance of His wise and loving oversight.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myr2b.com. That's www.myr2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.